لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah. We praise Him and seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon your servant and your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family and all his companions. Today's khutbah is a continuation of the series of Asma'ullah al-Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and today's name is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-haq, the truth. Allah's beautiful names, al-haq, the truth, is very frequently and commonly used by people. This is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the truth. His divine words are the truth. His divine promise is the truth. And His divine threat is the truth. And His divine acts are the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, and shaitan will say, when the matter has been decided, verily Allah promised you a promise of truth. And I too promised you, but I betrayed you. I had no authority over you, except that I invited you and you responded to me. So blame me not, but blame yourselves. I cannot help you, nor can you help me. I deny your former act in associating me as a partner with Allah. Verily, there is a painful torment for a wrongdoer. Shaitan's promise is false. Sometimes he frightens you, but his frighting is false. And sometimes he promises you poverty, but his promise is untrue. This is not a mere theoretical or theoretical issue. It is really something serious and decisive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, is the truth. And the universe is also the truth, only because Allah, Almighty, has created it. Existence of the universe or anything else except Allah, Almighty, is probable. It may or may not exist. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, is infinitely pre-existent. So if you believe that He exists, your belief is true. And if you confess that He exists, your confession is true. If you believe or say that a certain human being can do you good or harm, your belief or saying is false. This takes us to another idea, namely that the truth in the universe is not numerable. There is only one truth in existence. To this effect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty says, which means, such is Allah, your Lord, the truth. So after the truth, what else can be save error? How then are you turned away? If someone's belief contradict with Allah's book, the Holy Quran, this means that he is by all means wrong, and that he has to correct his misconception. If someone, for example, believes that man's life is totally dependent on health care and nothing else, his belief is wrong, because man's life goes on until it is caused by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty to end one way or another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, which means, and Allah puts forward the example of a township that dwelt secure and well content, its provision coming to it in abundance from everywhere, but it denied Allah's favors. So Allah made it taste extreme of hunger and fear because of that which its people used to do. This is a religious explanation. It is the explanation of the creator of the universe, Allah Almighty. But which explanation is true? The answer is definitely the religious one. And if you opt for other explanations than that of Allah's divine book, the Holy Quran, you are wrong, and your explanation is untrue. An earthquake might take place in a certain city and bring a complete destruction to it. This can be naively attributed to the disturbance in the earth's crust, this so-called scientific explanation. However, does not clash with the religious one that is to be found in Allah's book, the Holy Quran, which goes, and your Lord would never destroy the towns wrongfully while their people were right doers. Therefore, you shall never be a real hero unless you are able to discern the truth and unless your belief, words, and actions confirm to the truth. In his divine book, in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, and we created not the heavens and the earth and all that is between them except with the truth. And the hour is surely coming. So overlook, O Muhammad, their faults with gracious forgiveness. And also, another ayah, do they not contemplate their own self? Allah has created not the heavens and the earth and all that is in between them except with the truth and for an appointed term. And indeed, a great many people deny the meetings with their Lord. In another ayah, and we created not the heavens and the earth and all that is between them without purpose and falsehood. Such is the ill thought of those who disbelieve. Then woe to those who disbelieve from the fire. From this point of view, falsehood is something that does not exist or is perishable, while the truth is something that exists and is imperishable. Now, let's add another thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty is infinitely pre-existent, and He is
everlasting in the sense that nothing can outlive him. He, glory to him, is ever existing, unique in his existence, and perfect in his existence. If you know him, you know everything. But if you fail to know him, you fail to know anything. Even if you are the richest, most important, and the most knowledgeable person in the world, and if you achieve all your ambitions in life, but fail to know your Lord Allah, the absolute truth, you are nothing. This is so simply because you are not self-existent. Your existence depends on Allah, the pre-existent. If He, glory to Him, so desires, He puts an end to your entire existence, and hence, in just one single instant, you become nothing. As a human being, you are by no means immortal. You are by no means the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is the truth. If you were the truth, the following Quranic verse would be applicable to you. It means, then why do you not, if you are exempt from the reckoning and recompense, bring back the soul to its body, if you are truthful? We are by no means exempt from the reckonings and recompense. When it rains, everyone rejoices. But if Allah Almighty were to withhold rain from us, what would happen to us? What would happen to our entire existence? If wells and rivers were made to dry up, plants would die. So would we. Therefore, the self-imposing question is, are we self-existent? The answer is, of course, not. Our whole existence is conditional on Allah's irresistible divine will. And this is the case with all things in existence. Are you on the side of the truth? Do your belief conform to the truth? Do your conceptions conform to the truth? Do your deeds conform to the truth? Do your attitudes conform to the truth? Do you give or withhold in conformity with the truth? And do you get pleased or displeased for the truth? Your contentment or discontentment, donations or withholding, and maintenance or severance of ties or relationship with others should always be in conformity with the truth. When you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the truth, is pre-existent, everlasting, unique in His existence, and perfect in His existence, and that unto Him is the final return, your discontent, all relationships with anyone else but Allah, and turn to Him with sincere love and faithful devotion. It is a matter of truth or falsehood. In this context, Allah, the truth, say, which means such is Allah, your Lord, the truth. So after the truth, what else can there be save falsehood? How then are you turned away? If your belief is not definitive, like when someone asks you, do you believe in paradise? And you answer, well, I must probably do. This kind of belief is false and by no means true, and it avails you nothing. If someone asks you, do you believe that Allah will ask you about everything you do? And you answer, well, I think that He is not going to be so strict. I think he will be tolerant and lenient. He will not recompense us except according to our mental abilities. This is also false, and by no means true. Do you believe in Allah's words? It means, is then one against whom the word of torment has been justified? Will you, O Muhammad, rescue him who is in the fire? By virtue of the above Quranic verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, addresses his messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Muhammad, you shall not rescue from hellfire those against whom the word of torment has been justified. You might say, as some usually do, someone told us that Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shall not enter paradise until he makes all wrongdoers and sinners of his nation enter with him. So our end is safe and secure by Allah's grace. This also false, and by no means true. Therefore, you should reconsider truthfulness and validity of your beliefs and conception. You should understand the Holy Quran in a way that conforms to the truth and not falsehood. And you should also understand the words of Allah, messengers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a way that conforms to the truth. Narrated by Abu Huraira, that Allah's messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, by him, Allah, in whose hand is my soul, if you did not commit sins, Allah would cause you to perish and would bring other people who would commit sins and beseech Allah, and he would forgive them. What does Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mean by this hadith? Shall we hasten to commit sins? No, of course not. This is not the true meanings of the hadith. The hadith actually means, if you become too sinfulness to realize that you have committed sins, this means that your heart are dead, and hence you deserve that Allah makes you perish. For example, those who spend a whole night backbiting or slandering other fellow humans and then go to bed comfortably as if they did nothing wrong, they are not aware of the prophetic hadith that goes, slander is more sinful than committing adultery. Narrated by Ibn Abi Dunya, Al-Tabrani, and Al-Bahiqi. Your knowledge, conceptions, beliefs, attitudes, donation, withholding, maintenance, or difference of relationships, anger, delight, should all be in conformity with the truth. Allah's messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would joke, but only in the truth. And you can also joke in the truth for the sake of fun and not for the purpose of hurting somebody else's feelings or disparaging somebody or some job. You can tell a funny joke while you are truthful, like Allah's messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The word al-haq, the truth, occurs hundreds of times in Allah's book, the Holy Quran. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Almighty is the truth, while all other existing things are by no means the truth. They exist by Allah's irresistible divine will. At any moment, if he so desires, he causes anything to perish. If his divine command is be, things come into existence. But if his divine command is perish, things perish. All things exist, continue to exist, or perish only by Allah's irresistible divine will. In this context, Allah's messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to invoke, O Allah, I am existing by you and shall return to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty is the real owner of all things. For He, glory to Him, is the owner of ownership. This means that your eye, for example, belongs to Allah Almighty. And you see with it so long as He allows you to do. At any moment, if He so desires, He makes you lose your vision without any reason. Allah, glory to Him, is the truth. Allah Almighty is the owner of all things, including your ears, heart, tongue, and all other parts of your body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty is the only truth. As He, glory to Him, is infinitely pre-existent, and His divine existence is perfect. If you firmly believe in this, your belief is in conformity with the truth. And if you confess this, your confession is in conformity with the truth. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. السلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty is the truth. His words are true. Paradise is true. Hellfire is true. The reckoning is true. The punishment is true. The straight path is true. And the Prophet's station and fountain on the Day of Judgment are true. Also, lowering one's gaze at indecent or unlawful things conforms to the truth, in the sense that if you do it, you reap its good fruits. Honesty conforms to the truth, in the sense that if you are honest, you win people's trust and love, and you become popular and successful. Therefore, honesty is real richness. In fact, if you do anything that conforms to the truth, you reap its good fruits. Time is priceless, and life does not wait, except for work and actual practice. That's why Allah Almighty bids His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, O Muhammad, work. This is very serious because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bid us to deal with religion seriously and to put it into action in order to get to our ultimate goal, success and prosperity. Also, you should consider the notion that the hereafter is eternal, while the present world is ephemeral. Do you work in accordance with such notion? A certain belief might be true, but its application is wrong and untrue. If you are with the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you, even after some time. But if you are with the falsehood, Allah will inevitably uncover and destroy you. Therefore, you should always be with the truth. Otherwise, there will be failure, bad reputation, and destruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious, gives you a respite so that you do whatever you like while you are healthy and powerful, and so that you make your own choices in life. If He always were to hasten His punishment to you at each and every sinful deed, you would be straightforward, not because of your love for Allah or obedience to Him, but rather because of your fear of Him. In this case, you would not be free, but rather compelled. Allah Most Gracious gives you freedom to do whatever you like, righteous or evil, and then gives you respite to repent and reform, and does not hasten His severe punishment to you. In His divine book, the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, nay, if you knew with a sure knowledge, verily you would see the blazing fire, but then you shall see it, the fire, with your very own eyes. If you see smoke from behind the wall, you are 100% sure of existence of fire, as there is no smoke without fire. The knowledge you get by witnessing smoke from behind the wall is called certainty. However, if you go beyond the wall, you see the fire with your own eyes. In this case, your knowledge becomes eye certainty. But if you touch the fire with your own hand, this is true certainty, which is 100% true. Therefore, man's knowledge is of different degrees. Certainty, 80%. Eye certainty, 90%. And true certainty is 100%. Nay, if you knew with sure knowledge, verily you would see the blazing fire, but then you shall see it, the fire, with your very own eyes. Therefore, if we really want our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, to exalt us in honor and dignity, we must know the truth. We must speak the truth. We must behave in a way that conforms to the truth. And we have to be always with the truth. And when, in the end, Allah Almighty caused the truth to triumph, He alone will exalt His obedient, dutiful slaves in honor and dignity. To this effect, Allah Almighty says, which means, and invoke not any other God besides Allah. There is no God but Him. Everything shall perish save His face. His is the decision, and to Him you all shall be returned. The truth is to say, O Lord, he who finds you misses nothing, but he who misses you finds nothing. This is because if Allah Almighty stands with you, none can ever stand against you. But if He Almighty stands against you, none can ever stand with you. In the whole universe, there is only one truth, namely Allah Almighty alone. Therefore, everything that brings you near to Allah is true. And everything that takes you away from Him is false. That is why you must know Allah Almighty. And you must know the practice of His religion, simply because it is the truth, while all other doctrines and cults are false. And Allah Almighty makes true believers witness with their own eyes that falsehood may stand for quite long time, even for 70 years, But then it collapses like a spider's house, like a wall that has been improperly built. Allah Almighty addresses this issue. It means, and say, O Muhammad, the truth has come and falsehood has vanished. Verily, falsehood is ever bound to vanish. Falsehood is ever bound to vanish. False beliefs are ever bound to vanish. And so are evil false manners. Allahumma laka alhamd. أنت رب السماوات والأرض وما فيهن ولك الحمد أنت قيوم السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن أنت الحق وقولك حق ووعدك حق ولقاؤك حق والجنة حق والنار حق والساعة حق اللهم لك أسلمت وبك آمنت وعليك توكلت وإليك أنبت وبك خاصمت وإليك حاكمت فاغفر لي ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت أنت إلهي لا إله إلا أنت لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين ومحمد رسول الله الصادق الوعد الأمين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم أدرنا مع الحق وأدر الحق معنا واجعل الحق في قلوبنا وعلى ألسنتنا فأنت الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله حقا حقا لا إله إلا الله تعبدا ورقا لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.